Thank you for calling us back. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Who is this?
This is Sid Christian. Is this William?
This is he.
William, I was reaching out about your property on Ivy Creek Road in Lancaster. We were following up after our conversation last summer. You reached out after watching a TV ad from Forest Price Houses.
Yeah, I remember. Told you that I wanted $750,000 for it, and you can have it. Otherwise, we can't do business.
Other than the price, can we talk about a bit about the property if you have a moment?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have 5 minutes to talk about the property first, and we can talk about the numbers then?
Go ahead.
First of all, you said $750,000. I would like to know if you have done some comps in this area, in that neighborhood, or how did you come up with the price?
Well, my neighbor just paid $550,000 for the cottage next door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's half the size of mine. And he's using it as an Airbnb.
Right. And
yeah,
your house...
2 years ago.
2 years ago, your neighbor got paid $500,000 for a cottage, half the size of your property.
Right. And I have 2 acres. He only has a quarter of an acre. And I'm on the Rappahannock River.
Uh-huh. Let's confirm the address for it. 806 Ivy Creek Road, number 51103.
That's correct.
And on internet, I see as 0.42 acre size lot.
That's just for the house property, but I own the property in back of the house out to the road.
All right. And what acreage is it?
Slightly over 2 acres, complete with the house.
Okay, so it's a total of 2 acres with the land you have at the back and the land where the house is.
Correct.
Okay. And it's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house, 2,100 square feet?
No, it's 30 by 40 times 2. It's a two-story.
It's two-story.
30 by 40.
30 by 40 times 2. Okay. And it's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. Is that correct?
It is presently 2 bathrooms, one upstairs, one downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
2 bedrooms, but actually it's a 3-bedroom house. I just use the 3rd bedroom as an office.
Okay. 3rd bedroom.
It could be a 1, 2, 3. It could be a 4-bedroom house if you wanted to convert the library back to a bedroom, because it was a bedroom and then I converted it into a library.
Okay. And how long have you owned this property?
50 years.
50 years. And you've been living here since?
Since 1977.
Okay. And William, if you could tell me any updates you've made to the property recently.
Any updates to the property?
Yeah, anything you fixed, painted, cosmetics?
I had a new roof put on last year. Architectural shingle roof put on last year. And before that, it was 1990 when I went up the second story. I took the roof off of the cottage and went up a second story. 1990.
You build the upstairs floor. Okay.
Right.
And that's about it for the updates?
That's it for the updates. Yeah.
All right.
I removed a lot. I did remove a lot of trees. I took out 37 trees.
37 trees. Okay. All right. And any specific reason why you want to sell this one, William?
Well, I'm 80 years old, and I'm getting into my time. I need to find something smaller.
And have you already scouted another property, or once you were in the process of selling this, then you will look at other houses?
No, I will look at other houses once I sell this. I'm in no hurry.
Once you sell this one. Okay, I have the details I needed. William, what I'll do is I will reach out to my numbers guy. You know, her name is B. And she'll run her comps, do her homework, and then give you a call back tomorrow with our number. Anytime you're available?
Let's see. Today is what? Today is Tuesday?
Yes.
Tomorrow would be Wednesday. Anytime around 1 or 2 o'clock.
1 or 2 o'clock. All right, I'll put you down for 1 p.m. tomorrow then.
Okay, and what is your name?
Sid Peterson.
Seth Peterson.
Sid.
Okay.
It's S-I-D.
Oh, Sid.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you very much,
and
man.
No problem. And William, your asking price is $750, correct?
Right. Correct.
All right, perfect. I will reach out to B, give her all the details, and she'll give you a call tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Sid.
Have a good
one.
Bye-bye.